Chapter 6. Feet and Sprouts. In the cottage, the beds were airing, the floors had been swept, and the log basket was full. On the kitchen table, the inventory was laid out. So many spoons, so many pans, so many dishes, all lined up in the dingy light. Tiffany packed some of the cheeses, though. She'd made them, after all. The loom was silent in its room. It looked like the bones of some dead animal, but under the big chair was the package Miss Treason had mentioned, wrapped in black paper. Inside it was a cloak woven of brown wool, so dark that it was almost black. It looked warm. That was it, then. Time to go. If she lay down and put her ear to a mouse hole, she could hear widespread snoring coming from the cellar. The Feagles believed that after a really good funeral, everyone should be lying down. It wasn't a good idea to wake them. They'd find her. They always did. Was that everything? Oh, no, not quite. She took down the Unexpurgated Dictionary and Chaffinch's Mythology, with the Dacne of the Sneesos in it, and went to tuck them into a bag under the cheeses. As she did so, the pages flipped like cards and several things dropped out onto the stone floor. Some of them were faded old letters which she tucked back inside for now. There was also the Boffo catalogue. The cover had a grinning clown on it and the words, "The Boffo Novelty and Joke Company. Guffaws, jokes, chuckles, japes galore. If it's a laugh, it's a boffo. Be the life of the party with our novelty gift pack. Special offer this month, half price off red noses." Yes, you could spend years trying to be a witch, or you could spend a lot of money with Mr. Boffo and be one as soon as the postman arrived. Fascinated, Tiffany turned the pages. There were skulls, glow-in-the-dark $8 extra, and fake ears, and pages of hilarious noses, ghastly dangling booger free on noses over $5, and masks, as Boffo would say, galore. Mask number 19, for example, was Wicked Witch Deluxe with mad greasy hair, rotting teeth and hairy warts. Supplied loose, stick them where you like. Miss Treason had obviously stopped short of buying one of these, possibly because the nose looked like a carrot, but probably because the skin was bright green. She could also have bought Scary Witch Hands, $8 a pair with green skin and black fingernails, and Smelly Witch Feet, $9. Tiffany tucked the catalogue back into the book. She couldn't leave it for Anagramma to find, or the secret of Miss Treason's Boffo would be out. And that was it. One life, ended and neatly tidied away. One cottage, clean and empty. One girl, wondering what was going to happen next. Arrangements would be made. Clonk, clank. She didn't move, didn't look around. "I'm not going to be boffoed," she told herself. "There's an explanation for that noise that has nothing to do with Miss Treason. Let's see. I cleaned the fireplace right, and I leaned the poker next to it. But unless you get it just right, it always falls over sooner or later in a sneaky kind of way. That's it. When I turn and look behind me, I'll see that the poker has fallen over and is lying in the grate, and therefore the noise wasn't caused by any kind of ghostly clock at all." She turned around slowly. The poker was lying in the grate. And now, she thought, it would be a good idea to go outside into the fresh air. It's a bit sad and stuffy in here. That's why I want to go out, because it's sad and stuffy. It's not at all because I'm afraid of any imaginary noises. I'm not superstitious. I'm a witch. Witches aren't superstitious. We are what people are superstitious of. I just don't want to stay. I felt safe here when she was alive. It was like sheltering under a huge tree. But I don't think it is safe any more. If the Wintersmith makes the trees shout my name, well, I'll cover my ears. The house feels like it's dying, and I'm going outside. There was no point in locking the door. The local people were nervous enough about going inside, even when Miss Treason was alive. They certainly wouldn't set foot inside now. Not until another witch had made the place her own. A weak, runny egg kind of sun was showing through the clouds, and the wind had blown the frost away. But a brief autumn turned to winter quickly up here. From now on, there would always be the smell of snow in the air. Up in the mountains, the winter never ended. Even in the summer, the water in the streams was ice cold from the melting snow.